Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, here's something fun. At least I think I can announce it as fun. Fred, you tell me. But Sue, I believe we have George Gray from The Price is Right, who gave us an outstanding birthday greeting announcement.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, he did a couple, and one of them was with like the studio audience from The Price is Right. He's in town. It's a short stay. I believe we have a Price is Wrong set for tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, right?
That's right. It's all set.
Okay, it's all set, except it's dependent upon producer emeritus David Klein to come in with items, because that's where we get the items from. But the other problem is, Sue, unfortunately, if you have a streak going with The Price is Wrong, it will come to an end because you will not be participating tomorrow. Is that true?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought,
hey,
can't
Sue,
be Wednesday. Oh, well.
Sue, can I just do like a proxy vote for you each time?
$1
more than 100%. Mark's? Just
$1
more than Mark.
Yes.
So
love it.
What's the deal with tomorrow? What the hell? Because I'm off Friday, Thursday and Friday, by the way. So we don't have it. Not everyone's here.
Oh, well, great. Yeah. No, tomorrow I'm emceeing an event for a nonprofit, and it's from 8 until 4. And
oh, my.
I'm doing it for a friend of mine. So it takes, I can't go morning or afternoon. You see what I mean?
Yes, no, I do. Like, can you, I'm still trying to finagle some things here at the end of the year because, you know, we get days off, we get vacation days, we get sick days. I blew through those, all right? But then don't you get, like, something where you get, like, a day?
Volunteer thing?
Is that what you're doing? Are you scamming the company tomorrow? Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, good.
They tell me I have to do that, but I think they only have half a day set for that, so I don't
know. Man.
I've got 8,000 and a half sick days, so maybe I'll use
right,
one of those.
Use one. I found out I had a lot more sick days than I thought also.
See? There
Fred, you're looking
go.
At me surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea how many we get.
Yeah, me neither. But all of a sudden I looked at it, and like I had to do all the family leave stuff, but I'm not even sure that kicked in because I had a fair amount of sick days that were accumulated. I thought that was nice too. But now I got to take my volunteer day off, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
That can't be counted
No, toward. That's not bad at all.
Poor Tricia. I did go to her like a couple of weeks ago because I don't know if you'd seen the emails that went out and say, hey, you need to lock in your vacation days for the rest of the year. I'm like, I feel so bad. I've taken basically half the year off for health issues, but I still have to request some days. Hey, Dave Murray is here because we've got a big hurricane down in Jamaica that looks monstrous, but I think that the U.S. might get let off the hook. Dave, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
What are we looking at? Because I was seeing some of the images of this particular hurricane. It looks ginormous.
It is. It's a monster storm. It has become a Category 5 storm, mainly because it's over the warmest waters in the entire Atlantic Ocean right now. It's like the worst place for a hurricane to develop. It will hit Jamaica overnight tonight, a direct hit as a Cat 5 storm. So we're talking winds of 150 to 175 miles per hour. And Jamaica is very mountainous, so the winds up top, even at the ground level, they're going to be wicked, but on top of the mountains, they're going to be intense. Flooding, landslides, up to 40 inches of rain because 40. This thing is so slow moving. Storm surge up to about a foot. That's above. That's like where the dry line is. You go up to a foot there. And we're looking at an unbelievably low atmospheric pressure. It's 26.76 right now. If you have a home barometer, look at your barometer, and you'll see that it doesn't even go down that low. It's a really powerful storm. It will affect Jamaica, eastern Cuba, Haiti, southeast and central Bahamas. And in time, it will most likely go right over Bermuda. Now, it will not be a Category 5 at that point. It'll probably be about a 1 as it hits Bermuda. That's several days away. But Jamaica is just going to get pounded by this thing overnight tonight and into Wednesday morning.
Yeah,
it's going to be brutal.
And then
it's going to be brutal.
As far as the continental U.S., just a rain event?
Not really anything at all. There's going to be some really rough surf along the coast of Florida and really going all the way up to the northeast coast. The riptides are going to be pretty intense. There's been some incredible rains across Florida, not associated with this storm. But, you know, the storm itself, the cloud cover will cover much of the southeast part of the country, but the rainfall is mainly going to hold off to out to sea as far as mainland is concerned.
And Dave, you used a word there that we were unfamiliar with. It starts with an R, rainfall. We actually had some of that around St. Louis this past couple of days. It was a miracle.
Yeah, and we have more on the way. By the time we hit Wednesday about noontime, the drought will be over. We will have gotten back to normal as far as rainfall is concerned.
Really? Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Dave, back to Melissa. Is this the first really bad hurricane we're seeing this season? And isn't this kind of late?
Yes. Yeah, it is kind of late, but it's the weather patterns that are developing, we thought it would be kind of a late season. I'm not sure the U.S. is going to get hit by a hurricane at all. Last time that happened was 2015. But, yeah, it is late. And this is a monster hurricane. There's no question about it. It's been a number of years since we've had a Cat 5 hit a landmass.
I mean, when I looked at the images, and then you look at Jamaica, you have to wonder. I mean, that is going to be devastating. What can you do? I mean, you can't evacuate the whole island, right?
And that's the problem. The airport's been shut down for at least 24 hours. There are people trapped there. They're stuck there. And the locals, obviously the resorts are very fancy, but otherwise the quality of the standard of living, I guess I should say, is not very good on the island of Jamaica. So a lot of these folks really have no place to go. And it's kind of a catch-22. If you stay on the coast, you're going to get slammed by the storm surge. If you go up the mountain, you're going to get hit by up to 40 inches of rain and landslides. So it's going to be, don't expect a lot to come out of there news-wise over the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
In fact, probably over the next 4 or 5 days, we're still going to be getting there. They're going to be saying, we don't know where a lot of people are.
Right.
We just don't know where they are.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. And then they finally get some maybe TV crews or, FEMA help or whatever. Well, it wouldn't be FEMA in this situation, but you know what I mean. When you get rescue crews in there, then you really see the damage, and it may take a couple of days for that. In the meantime, you said we're going to catch up on rain. What do we have as we head toward the latter part of this weekend into next weekend? Any thoughts there?
Cold. Yeah, cold for this time of year, more like November. Probably the coldest air so far this season, because that's not really saying much because we've been pretty warm. But all is dry Thursday. The sun is back. Friday is sunny. Halloween trick-or-treat time temperatures will be in the 40s. I don't think we're going to see any widespread frost or freeze, but we're going to be close come Friday night and again on Saturday night. So our days are numbered with that, but it does look like temperatures will start to rebound a little bit on us the following week. Not like, the first 15 days of October, but it will warm up quite a bit.
It always does seem, though, no matter how warm, and we've had warm Octobers before, but right there, right about Halloween, things start to turn, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, we all remember, snow on Halloween, rain on Halloween. But at the same time, we remember some Halloweens that were quite warm. Don't forget, this is the time change weekend. We fall back this weekend.
I forgot.
Before going to bed on Saturday night, unless you stay up for 2 o'clock in the morning like I like to do and set the clocks back. But the sunset on Sunday is 5 p.m.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it already.
The only thing that's any good about that is that deer camp's only 2 weeks away from this weekend, and that the time change gets me thinking about that. But yeah, that's, you know, it's been weird going home every day at six, because just every day you see the sun, you know, the sun angle getting a little easier, unfortunately, and it's getting dark really early. So it's about time for that time change. All right, Dave Murray, thank you so much for the updates.
You got it.
Appreciated. Sue, you ready for Sue's news?
Oh yeah.
Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm watching this video. So have you seen the president dancing across
a
the...
A recent one?
Yeah, like this was in... Where was it? It's in Malaysia, Fred?
Yeah, it was Malaysia.
And he's being greeted by... It looked like a group of musicians, and then he gets on the tarmac and he just starts doing... kind of that Trump dance, which I did anyone watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
No.
Did you? Okay, because Ethan gave me this. It's not funny anymore. I just wonder, right, with all the stuff out there, you have material, and they probably don't use it. All right, we have Sue's News coming up here. Curtis Houck from Newsbusters at the bottom of the hour. A lot of stuff to cover there, including the way that the media is covering the shutdown and the East Wing renovation, but also some CBS news. A big name at CBS out today. Is this because Barry Weiss took over? We'll find out. We'll talk about that here at the bottom of the hour.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Yes. How was the weekend, Fred?
Oh, it was good. I'm trying to think. I went to a wedding on Saturday that was very nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very...
Like the reception and the wedding and everything?
Yeah, it was all in one place.
Okay.
Over in Swansea, Illinois. It was a friend of mine.
Oh, that's nice.
The child of a friend of mine, yeah.
I'm pretty convinced at this point that Fred has a far more interesting social life than I do. Because 100%. He always has plans. Like, you did the Eckerd's thing on Friday night.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was great, too.
And then you did the wedding. And then, was Marie in town over the weekend?
Yeah, she was.
So now she's gone, though, right?
Right.
And you have some bachelor time.
Correct.
Man, I want your life. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's really not bad.
He does come over. Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Chill with me at home.
In 62 degrees, right. Which is what we found out earlier. I'll stick to my temperature, my thermostat, not yours.
Yeah, that's a lot better plan. Well, what was the Eckerd's thing? Did you have a bonfire?
Yeah, they've got the bonfire set up. Where there were probably 40 or 50 different bonfire settings. So, you know, your own group.
That could, many?
Yeah, and they were spread out all over Eckerd's, and you could sit around, and you had a big fire and really enjoyed everybody's food. It's like a big potluck. And you can overlook. They have, you know, haunted hay rides. It was a lot of fun.
It's like a Lutheran funeral, Fred, right? You show up and all that food is there.
Gosh, I had chili for the first time yesterday. It was like, all right, game on.
You mean the first time this season?
Yes. Gotcha. Sorry.
You know, I got excited because I saw a sign in the office that said chili cook-off coming up.
It's this week. It's on the 30th.
See, here's the deal. True story. I make a killer venison chili. I really do. But I don't have any venison to make it with right now. And I've been skunked for 2 years deer hunting, which has never happened. But I haven't had a deer. And I have to say this afternoon, because I hunt with two brothers, Kevin and Carlin Yeager. And I've known those guys for 40 years. But their father, Kenny, who was 90 years old, he passed away this morning. We kind of knew that he had kind of moved into hospice. But Kenny, I've been around him for a long time, and the Yeager family. So my thoughts, because they have some family members here in St. Louis. It was time, and I think, you know, the family knew that, but it's always tough. And I have lots of great memories. So I just want to toss that in this afternoon.
That's nice. My brother and sister-in-law were in town from Houston, and so my brother was thrilled that it was in the 50s, because it's still 80-something down there. But we played pickleball at the new Carondelet courts, and it wasn't pretty. But we were out there.
The courts or the play?
Neither. No, actually, the courts look great, and they've added two more. They took away one tennis court and put in two more courts. I just say not because it was raining.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you had leaves all over the place. But that was fun. It was good to get out.
I played at Padel in Pickle with my friend Jeff Drew yesterday and a couple other folks, and we did quite well. It was a good time. I still want to try that game, Padel. I'm telling you, that looks fascinating.
Yeah. Is that the one where they have walls and you can play off?
Yeah, we had the guy with the great accent on talk about it a while back.
Yes, we did.
That's right.
He should come back on. Yeah, it's kind of a squash, racquetball, pickleball, tennis combo deal.
Oh, sure, because that makes sense. Yeah. Fred, do you have the bell?
He does.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to make sure. All right. Happy National Black Cat Day. Now, this is not to be confused with Black Cat Appreciation Day.
Of course not.
Which is on August 17th. And it's also National Navy Day. Navy Day, of course, salutes all of the military personnel who have served, both past and present, in the United States Navy.
I have no Navy members in my home, but I do have two black cats. So
we'll salute them.
Does it count if it's not like 100% black, if there's a little white on there?
To me, it does. Okay, where's the white? Is it like
a lot? Dashy just has a little white like on his chest, and then Shadow has white around her face. But I had my cat that I had the longest in my life, my first cat, Max, who I found on my front steps in Columbia, Missouri, at 10th and Locust, and I had him for about 16, 17 years.
Aww.
And he was a black cat.
So, yeah, I like a black cat.
So I got to out you, Fred. I got to out you. Right. So, Sue, you said happy Black Cat Day.
And Fred heard black cat day.
And he's looking at, he's pointing aggressively at me. I'm like, what? What did I do? What?
Because I'm
kind of panicking.
That's hilarious.
Well, I'm wearing a black hat.
So he thought,
you know, he's like, this day's
Mark
for you.
Starts talking about his
black cat, and you could just see the confusion on Fred's face.
I was confused because I saw him pointing toward you, and I had no idea what that was for. That
I was kind of panicking.
And then Sue said, I like him black, and I'm just going to let that one lay, you know, that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going
to
keep it right there.
0 for today.
On this day in history, we have music with this. In 1973, Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight hit number one, baby.
1973.
Yes.
I kind of remember this one, you know, as a kid, being a, you know, just a fan of the melody, if you will.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
I know we're playing that song digitally right now, but it has a rich, thick analog type sound to me. Listen to that.
Wasn't even alive. He's come to know.
That's a great song.
Oh, it's so good. Let's not forget the Pips. It was Gladys Knight and the Pips that hit number one on the pop singles chart with that today, 52 years ago. Now, I throw this in for Mark. There's no music with it, but it was 50 years ago today in 1975.
Yeah, I know what it was.
That Bruce Springsteen got a huge career boost from being featured on the covers of both Time and Newsweek. That is nuts. Ironically, both magazines used his picture to illustrate the power of media to create a star.
Yeah, and it was John Landau who said at the time, you know, I've seen the future of rock and roll. He was working at an outlet in Boston. I've seen the future of rock and roll, and his name is Bruce Springsteen. And then John Landau's character is played by Jeremy Strong in the film that opened last weekend, which, by the way, did not do very well at the box office. I think, only $10 million. And I didn't dislike it. I've been having a lot of arguments with people over the film that have seen it in the last few days. You know, people who are fans, but it wasn't, I didn't hate it. I think I told you guys that on Friday. Didn't love it either, though. So I'm most curious about how people react who aren't in, you know, that world that are close to it, because I'm kind of close to that world, if you will, a little bit.
Well, they told you, and apparently you don't agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on this day in history, I barely remembered this, and then I pulled it out, and I thought, oh, I guess I kind of do. 35 years ago today, it was 1990, when Janet Jackson hit number one with this one.
Ooh, here we go. And so I kind of remember this.
That?
I do remember it now, but when you had it in the folder here, Black Hat, I did not remember it. I couldn't have told you how it went. But now I remember it for sure.
Okay, and the fact that Black Hat, her song, went number one.
On this day
just freaked me out a little bit.
Nuts. Crazy. Really weird. Buy a lottery ticket, right?
Right. It's just, wow. What are the chances?
Actually, I like this song. It's a good song. There you go.
And then 34 years ago today, this was, wow. In 1991, the first U.S. death resulting from bungee jumping occurred in Paris, California, when Hal Mark Irish jumped from a hot air balloon and went over 60 feet down after becoming disconnected from his bungee cord. Bungee jumping, never going to happen. Fred?
Oh, no, never.
Ethan?
I think I would, but it would take a lot of guts.
I don't know if I could jump. Mark?
I don't either. I don't know if I could jump. For whatever reason, I think jumping out of an airplane would be easier than bungee jumping.
I don't know why.
But
really?
I think so, too.
Is it easier because you know you're not supposed to be attached to a string and therefore, you know
maybe.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
Nothing can fail a string.
You're also with someone. Like, at this point, like, if we were to go, you'd be with a professional.
Right.
They would, like, be attached to you literally.
Right.
So
right.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I just, no way. No way.
Hey, I've done a zip line. That doesn't really count, but that's kind
Fred.
You know,
I would do a zip
line.
And so
that was bell worthy in my mind.
Yes, thank you.
Congratulations, Fred, for surviving that.
Thank you so much.
PSA, if you're going to carve some pumpkins, are you carving, Mark?
We already did. The girls did last week, some friends of Alexa,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't done it yet, here's a tip. Do not cut the stem off to get in there. They say, this is just going to set
what?
Me up for another bet. Yes, here's the thing. It will last much longer if you cut a hole in the bottom or the back of it instead, because the stem is where that was getting nutrients, and when the stem is left on, it helps seal the pumpkin and slow down the rotting.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said.
Well, you know what? The squirrels took care of that for us
Did
on
they?
Our front porch.
Oh,
we've got holes all over
wow.
the squirrels.
Oh, well. That's annoying.
Yeah.
But I mean, that you're like traditional carving is you cut the top off, right?
No, cut the back or the bottom. It'll last longer. All right. I did not know this.
Me neither.
All right. Did you guys hear that the French authorities have arrested two people?
Yeah.
I was like, woo. All right. This is two out of the four people that were seen that day in the Louvre jewelry heist. One of the guys arrested was preparing to fly out of the country. Shocker. And he was going to go to Algeria, and the other was reportedly headed to Mali. DNA. That's how they got him.
Random fact time.
Oh, unbelievable. Because wouldn't you put on gloves if you're trying this? But, oh, okay.
We would, but we'd also do the random fact in about 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds? Here you go. The word for one piece of ravioli is raviolo.
What?
St. Louisan should know that.
That's
if
a good one.
One piece.
She
it's
got
just
it in
raviolo.
Too. We didn't think you were going to make the time on that. Congratulations. See, she's a professional. That wraps Sue's News on a Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we'll talk with Cusimano about the Mizzou loss. And by the way, speaking of losses, Bo Perbula, the transfer from Penn State, who has been the quarterback the entire season, got pulled out of the game because of an injury on Saturday. He's out for the season. So now we have the true freshman. And, man, he looked good. Zollers did the other day. But we'll talk with Frank about that. We have Congressman Wagner coming up in the next hour. Frank Mealy will weigh in from Real Clear Politics at 5:32. We got some media stuff, though, that we'll handle this afternoon. Curtis Houck, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. I see that there's some CBS News, news today related to maybe Barry Weiss, et cetera. How are you this afternoon, Curtis?
Doing good, my friend. Good to be with you.
So John Dickerson out at CBS. Do you think that this has something to do with Barry's influence, or is this unrelated, Curtis?
Well, I would certainly selfishly hope it is related to Barry Weiss, that John Dickerson saw the writing on the wall and knew that if he wasn't going to leave, Barry would make sure he left. Of all the people, when I started thinking about, like, who should Barry Weiss get rid of or should be told that, we've mutually agreed to part ways, John Dickerson is at the top. Start with the fact that he is a Nepo baby. His mother was a groundbreaking journalist, one of the first female White House correspondents. She covered, I believe, the Kennedy Johnson presidencies in there in the 60s. She reported from all sorts of party conventions and so on and so forth. So she's Deborah Dickerson's son, I believe is her name.
I don't think I knew the history of her.
She was very much a D.C. socialite, big fancy mansion in McLean, that kind of thing. So Dickerson was born on third base with a silver spoon in his mouth. But his time at the CBS Evening News has a complete abject disaster and the exact kind of thing that Barry Weiss should be wanting to get rid of. Most infamously in his tenure, he was the guy who said, three or four days after the Charlie Kirk assassination, that the motive was still elusive.
It's unbelievable.
It was elusive.
Right.
It was vague secondhand testimony from the shooter's mother, as if like that didn't really count for anything. That we still need to really figure out what's going on here. But he's had all sorts of pompous commentary. He even claimed, Mark, that springtime this past spring, was ruined because Elon Musk and Donald Trump had dozed so many government workers that he couldn't enjoy the green grass, the return of baseball, the smell of the flowers in the garden, and the warmer weather because Elon Musk had trimmed the size and scope of government.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, he would be at the top of my list as well. But, you know, this is an interesting time, and I'd love your thoughts on this. I spent many, I won't say hours, but many minutes last week trying to convince my left-wing friends, who I usually don't respond to on Facebook, etc., that going apoplectic over a renovation to not the residence of the White House, which they lied to you about, but to the East Wing of the White House, maybe it was something that was a little overdue and needed to happen. And lo and behold, I feel like I'm living, Curtis, in an alternative universe, because not only did the editorial page at the Washington Post, but also at the New York Times say, hey, scale back your outrage. This is probably going to be something we're glad we have in the future because it's overdue. Now, I don't know where that leaves the people that have been losing their absolute minds over this, but that was a fascinating little turn of events over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you mean to tell me, I'm borrowing this from your own Dana Lash last week on Jesse Waters' show, you mean to tell me that Kamala Harris wouldn't have enjoyed putting on the dancing shoes if she had this ballroom? Or Hunter Biden would not have appreciated, enjoyed, and liked having another place to smoke crack? I mean, ooh, come
that's
on.
A, that's
give
a good
me a
point.
Break here.
That is a good point.
Give me
to
a break.
Update it for him. No, they,
yeah.
They look, the fact that this is not being done with taxpayer dollars and just the reaction, I, you know, a lot of times I expect reaction. Last week did catch me off guard because of the way that people were going crazy. And then you point out that there's no tax dollars going to it. Well, it's a bribe, right? Well, now they've listed everyone who's giving and making donations for this. So I don't know where the course of attack or where the line of attack will come from. But look, if you kind of chart the course, and I don't know what's going to happen between now and Thanksgiving, but they had the Jimmy Kimmel freak out in September, right? All the freedom of speech, and Jimmy Kimmel was the focus for a week, if not more. Then you have this. This is the October freakout. What's going to be the November freakout? Because there will be another one that they, you know, get all worried about and up in arms about that really, in the end, won't matter anyway to most of the American people.
You and I have talked about a lot of crazy things over the years. I've covered a lot of things in my decade plus. This news cycle has to be one of the dumbest news cycles. If the White House press corps, you know, considers this was the subject of most of their questions coming into their inboxes, then I would consider last week and this week a major win for them if they're fielding liberal meltdowns about all of this. The Washington Post had their architectural critic, Philip Kennicott, their art critic,
yeah,
say that, you know, of course, use the word fascist, authoritarian. And China, and it, you know, it evokes, you know, Gulf states, you know, using slave labor to rebuild something very quickly. But my colleague Nick Fondacar pointed out on our Newsbusters podcast that we tape today out tomorrow that didn't the left marvel at China being able to build things quickly during COVID? Like that they put up a hospital in a month, and now they're saying, oh, no, no, Donald Trump wanting to demolish the East Wing and rebuild it quickly as a ballroom is some sort of fascist and authoritarian impulse. I think, guys, just we need to slow down here. And recall, you know, David Axelrod has admitted to this a few months ago that they pitched, to the president at the time, Barack Obama, having Donald Trump come in and build a ballroom for them. Because they knew that having a series of tents on the White House lawn for a state dinner seemed kind of low bar
if you don't
for
think,
what should be top of the line stuff.
Curtis, if you don't think that Trump derangement syndrome is real, I cannot offer people a better example than this.
No.
People losing their absolute minds about something that affects them. There's nothing that affects them here. And in the end, I promise you, when Gavin Newsom is throwing his parties wherever the hell is, I hope that doesn't happen, is in there, they'll love the renovations. And the press, who glommed on and praised all this 12 years ago, 13 years ago with Obama, of course, they take a different tone right now. They'll get on board eventually, too. I was fascinated by the
New York
Times.
They'll be at the parties.
Yeah. Well, of course they will. Yeah. They'll be upset if they're not invited to those parties. But it is fascinating the way that everything he does, they just can't stand it. And then it all takes off with the same talking points over and over. Now, I don't know if you know where this shutdown is going to take us, but it certainly doesn't look like anything developed in the last week, mainly because they spent so much time talking about the East Wing of the White House that offers hope in the Democrats' favor to flip this where they have a political advantage. I just don't see it.
I mean, with the government, the major government union, the AFGE, coming out and saying, guys, you've made your point. You need to go vote for a CR. You know, Schumer was asked about that today, and he didn't really want to, or Jeffries was asked about that, didn't want to comment on it. Although Durbin was asked about it today and did say that this is a very significant development. So we will see. The attempts to blame Mike Johnson, you can clearly tell we're not quite having the same effect because, you know, again, we look back to past shutdowns. The Democrats were the ones saying that people aren't getting their food stamps, troops aren't getting paid, so on and so forth. People didn't really believe it then. They really don't believe it now. The fact that the shutdown has not been, as you point out, with the ballroom, the main D.C. story for the last however many weeks, outside of the first 3 or 4 days, you know, that's a pretty strong indication that they don't really care or that they know that this is not going well for them. As you know, Mark, you know, oftentimes the worst kind of bias is the things that they don't cover and that they're not talking about. That's an inclination that they know. That's always a good sign that they know this or that story is not a good or positive one for them.
Yeah, so the AFGE is the American Federation of Government Employees Union, and they have about 800,000 federal and D.C. government workers, and they're saying, look, get back to work. Figure this out right now. So will that be enough to apply pressure to some members in Maine? You have Fetterman, Catherine Cortez, Masto, Angus King, who's the independent from Young. They've agreed to kind of jump over, so you still need five more to reach the 60-vote threshold. I don't see an end really in sight. We'll see if they react to this latest news, but I hope they keep it shut down and the Democrats keep flailing. And I don't want people to not get their paychecks, don't misunderstand, but it's ridiculous because you even offer amendments up last week to say, all right, let's keep the paychecks coming for some of these vital workers, and they voted down.
Yeah, and the D.C. press corps have not been that happy. A lot of the Hill journalists have been apoplectic over the fact that Trump has moved money around and even taken in private donations from a member of the Mellon family to continue to pay the troops. They're mad that the troops are being paid.
You can't make it up, can you?
You can't make this up.
Oh my God.
It is so ridiculous.
It really is. I have one of our congressmen, Ann Wagner, who's going to explain the lunacy of this a little bit more after the top of the hour. Curtis, always great to have you on. You have a great week. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Clark Gansu, my friend.
Take care. Cusimano's coming up. Congressman Ann Wagner joins after the top of the hour. We do a regular Monday and Friday communication or conversation, I guess I should say, with our friend Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Or should I say Emmy winner Frank Cusimano. How many of these have you racked up over the years? You got one over the weekend, didn't you?
Oh, I think they had Italian judges this year, so.
Come on. Congratulations. It was,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Emmy for Best Sports Anchor, so that's awesome. I'm sure you have a mantle that is dedicated to pieces of infrastructure like that. All right, let's talk about Mizzou. Ethan and I kind of started the show talking about it. I was, you know, I guess the biggest disappointment I have is that I feel like we should be 8-0 right now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, when you think about it, the losses are just 3 points, Alabama, and then you're 6 inches away from going into overtime against Vanderbilt very easily. The only thing that's kind of encouraging about it is that Matt Zollers, they're a different offense when this guy's in the game.
They really are.
Because he has better arm talent. And I think that offensive coordinator Kirby Moore knows that. And this guy made some throws. And some of them were on like the second and third look, like on the touchdown pass, you know, surveying the field and then, you know, hitting the tight end for the touchdown. This guy's really talented. There's a reason why Georgia wanted him badly. He's a four-star with a big-time arm. Now, and here's the crazy thing, Mark, is that at halftime of that game, we're thinking Bo Prabhula is the quarterback for the rest of the game, the rest of the season, and next year too. Bo Prabhula may never throw another ball at the University of Missouri.
I don't think
he will. He may never.
Yeah, I don't think he will. But I'll tell you what, that's the thing that I take away, because that kid, you get all nervous. They're not going to let him pass. No way they'll just hand off the ball. He looked like he had confidence. He didn't look rattled. And the other thing that's even more impressive is he didn't play that much last year as a senior in high school because he was injured, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he had a knee injury. So he only had 6 throws going in. And, you know, with that defense they have, and they were great against Vanderbilt and probably ended the Heisman Trophy chances, you know, for the great Vanderbilt quarterback. But, look, if they open up that offense in 2 weeks when they play Texas A&M and they have that defense and we know Ahmad Hardy can run, you know, it's not completely over. The chances are greatly diminished. But they have a shot.
But it also gives you hope. Look, I'm looking at it strictly as a fan of this program, and I think, look, if we're not going, look, I think going to the CFP is going to be a long set anyway, but let's say that you have the record to do it. But if we now have an opportunity to still have a little fun, get to a great bowl game, and have this kid get reps so he can come in next season as our number one quarterback with confidence, I think that's awesome.
Yes, I'm with you 100%.
Okay, so, Frank, I'm going to bring up the thing that nobody wants to talk about. It feels like I haven't heard much of this in the local media, but at some point, it's going to become more and more commotion. Brian Kelly's out at LSU. James Franklin is out at Penn State. Billy Napier is out at Florida. There are big jobs out there, and Eli Drinkwitz's name is starting to be floated around as a candidate for some of these positions. I know we still have plenty of season remaining, but where are you at concern-wise for the future of Eli Drinkwitz as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers?
Well, it's interesting, Ethan. I'm glad you brought it up because every SEC job has Lane Kiffin 1 as the number one candidate, and if he says no, Eli Drinkwitz is 2. And look, is the LSU job normally a better job than the University of Missouri?
Yes.
Yes. Is Florida normally a better job than Mizzou? Yes, it is. But I've always said this, or I've said this for the last 6 or 7 days, is that he's got this thing up and running. The president fired the athletic director because of Eli Drinkwitz, basically. He makes $9.5 million. He's going to get a raise out of this unless they have a really rough ending. I don't think he's going anywhere. But I think he's going to be courted, he'll get a raise, and I think he'll stick.
I think so, too. But then again, I'm often wrong on predictions like that. The World Series looks somewhat interesting because they got a split in Toronto. They go back to L.A., and, you know, I watched a little of the World Series over the weekend. It was kind of a tale of two games, wasn't it?
It is, and I think tonight's matchup is really fun because I don't know how many World Series we've ever had where the two starting pitchers combined for 6,500 strikeouts, 19 All-Star games, 6 Cy Youngs, like almost 450 wins. Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer. I mean, give me some popcorn. And it's, you know, particularly great because Max is the pride of Parkway Central. And in his last game when John Schneider tried to take him out, he said, "Get the hell off my mound. I am pitching."
Frank, what is going on with our St. Louis Blues? I mean, Saturday was a bad enough sports day with Mizzou, but then the Blues giving up a 4-goal lead. What's going on?
Well, it's unbelievable because, it is only 8 games in. I'll use the La Russa line from years ago. It's the first week of the season. Well, it's probably the second week of the season now. But for them to be in dead last in their division, to be 28th out of 30 teams in the NHL is stunning. And tonight, they're going to play a Pittsburgh team who's 6-2-1 without Jake Neighbors and without Robert Thomas. So these are, you know, rough times for the Blues. I don't think, you know, their talent has gone away, but this may not end tonight in Pittsburgh.
Well, we appreciate you coming on as always. I'm off on Friday, Frank, so we'll talk you and I a week from today, and let's hope that we see some good sports between now and then. We'll have a little bit more to talk about with Mizzou because they get the bye week as well. But thank you, and have a great week.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.